All right, right now, let's check in with Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, there we go. There's that phone.
Yeah, it'll cost me enough.
I was explaining to people, listen to this, folks. You have to listen to this before we get to sports. Yesterday, Mike was out working at the polls, which is just a thankless job. At long hours, low pay. And I don't even know if they feed you in New Jersey. I know they feed you up here in Connecticut.
Oh, they don't feed you.
Okay, in Connecticut, there's food brought to you. Anyways, but with all that, but all over the past month, Mike's phone has been getting worse and worse. And he found out yesterday when the telephone company came that because of the cat, it was not the telephone company's fault. So that was $70 rung up, right, Mike?
Yep.
That was $70 right there. Ching. Mike's TV went yesterday, so we thought that was the cable. So the cable guy was there and checked, and something very rare really happened. TV's only 2 years old, right, Mike?
Yep.
Flat screen, real nice TV. As a matter of fact, I recommend it. Here's what happened. Not only did one HDMI jack go, the second one went, plus also the other way to put HD TV through the three different cables, that went. So today is going to cost Mike, what, probably about another $500?
Yep.
So there you go,
I
folks.
I sent an email to LG, and they responded, and they want some information back on the TV. So I'm going to hold off on getting it and see what LG does.
Yeah, maybe they'll give you a discount on an LG TV, on another one.
And they better give me a good one.
Yeah, maybe they will. But anyway, so it was a long day at the polls and an expensive day at home without being at home for Mike.
Oh, so. And I got to get the carpet clean, so there's another 100 and change. And then I said, you know, it might be time just to get a little service done on my air condition unit. It's working fine, just a little service.
Yeah.
Well, I found out how much that cost too, so there'd be another $200.
Yeah, nothing is cheap nowadays. Nothing at all.
No, yesterday was Armageddon for me.
All right. Well, with that being said, you know, the more and more I look at the Yankees and the Red Sox, it's going to be very interesting because they're beating the teams they have to beat, and they're even beating the good teams most of the time. It's going to put a real strain on this. One of those clubs is going to have a one and done.
Yeah, that's the bad part about it.
Yeah,
I mean, the other way you can look at it is if they got rid of the wild card, that stupid wild card play-in game, it wouldn't be a one and done.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a dogfight because you not only have the Red Sox and the Yankees and the American League East going at it, but if you look out west,
Seattle.
The Mariners are playing really good ball. Yeah, Houston's playing real good ball, and so are the Angels. So it would be a dogfight for that lone wild card spot. And if you asked any of these teams, I would think that they would sooner get into the regular wild card versus a division winner play-in instead of that one game. So, you know, it's a bad situation. So Boston, the Yankees, the Mariners, the Astros, and you can throw the Angels in there for now, are going to be in a one-and-done situation. Any one of those five teams can be in it.
Yeah.
That's criminal.
Yeah. What's criminal about it is that they're all playing at such a high level. That's what's really criminal about it. And
well, that's good. I mean, it shows you the strength of the American League, and it has nothing to do with the DH, folks. It's the depths of the teams.
Yep.
The teams in the American League are far superior than the teams in the National League. Far superior.
Well, it's going to be interesting. So now, with that being said, what do you want to go on here?
We can stay with baseball.
Okay.
It's a strange occurrence for a pitcher to do it once in the major leagues, but Max Scherzer did it twice. For the second time in his career, he struck out the side on 9 pitches.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. It's a pretty cool thing. I didn't do it at the major league level, of course, but for somebody to do it twice in the major leagues, there's so much that can go wrong with it. I mean, a guy can foul a ball off. A guy can hit the ball. You can not throw a strike. You can miss a call by an ump. There's a whole lot that can go wrong in it. So to strike out a side on 9 pitches, it's it's up there with a no-hitter. You don't see it often. Actually, you probably see no-hitters more frequently, well, in the past, see no-hitters more frequently than a nine-inning strikeout inning, a nine-pitch strikeout inning.
Well, it's like I say, when you if you can strike out the side, if you can get a size of nine pitches, it's certainly with nowadays with these 100 and 110 pitch counts put on pitchers, give you a better chance to pitch later into the game.
Scherzer's one of the very few pitchers in Major League Baseball that are a throwback to the way pitching is supposed to be done. So you'll see him do a lot of crazy things and a lot of good things, and like the other night, he got up, pinch hit, got a base hit, and wound up scoring a winning run. Max Scherzer's a ball player, and there's others like that. Baumgartner's back. He pitched a good game last night against Arizona. He came up on the short end of a 3-2 win, but Baumgartner coming back and producing for the Giants is a good sign for the Giants because they stayed in the hunt while he was out. Now he's back, so maybe they can make a little move.
All right. Is tonight the Stanley Cup game?
No, it's tomorrow night. I was shocked too. They got an extra day.
Wow.
So they don't play till tomorrow night. Tonight, I think the NBA Fakers play.
All right. I was surprised because normally they get right on it.
Yeah, they go 1-1-1, but they're giving them two days now in the last three games of the series, but. Tune in to Thursday night's game because it might be the last.
I was going to say, I think it is going to be the last.
Washington's playing good hockey.
Yeah.
You got to give them credit.
Yeah.
They're playing very, very well, and I think the clock struck 12 for Cinderella. I mean, Vegas did a lot with what they had, a whole lot with what they had to get as far as they did. And, like we say, the NHL playoffs, it's a war of attrition, and they probably just ran out of gas for what they have, and the Caps are a deeper team. They're, in my opinion, a more talented team, and that's the beauty of playing a four-series final in the playoffs. When you three series to get to the finals and then to the finals, you're not going to get a fluke, you know. And clearly the Capitals, since the first round when they turned it on to win and went down 3-2 to Tampa Bay and came back and shut them out the next two games to win that series. They're the best team in the playoffs this year.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else really to talk about?
Yeah, post position came out yesterday for the Belmont. Justify got the one hole. Depends on who you ask if that's going to be good or bad. It's a long run into the first turn at Belmont. You're going to hear people say, well, they're going to push him, they're going to block him, they're going to make him run hard early. Well, you know, everybody's done what they could to this horse already, and he's overcome everything. And like I said, he looks to be 100%. I'm not going to bet. I might not even bet the race, but I'm not going to bet against. I'm not going to bet against Justify to win the Derby because he looks real, real good. It's a long grinding race. You're going to hear these other horses are bred for it. There's no horses in the United States that are bred to run a mile and a half anymore. You have to have it in you. Justify has it in him. It's yet to be seen if these other horses do. He's undefeated. He's the champ, and he's the champ until somebody knocks him out, and I don't think anybody's going to knock him out Saturday. And guess what? There's rain in the forecast for Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be people's excuses. Oh, we won all three on a sloppy track. Oh, well, it's not his fault it's raining.
Hey, they all run on that sloppy track.
They all have to run on it.
All right, so that's a look at Belmont. There we go. This weekend.
What's today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
We'll have our picks set up for Friday.
All right. So I want you to go out and spend money today.
No, I'm not.
I know.
I'm waiting to see if LG comes back with some kind of a deal. Hopefully they'll give me a couple of bucks.
All right. Well, let me know. And if you need anything, you know how to get a hold of me.
Oh, I'll be in touch with you.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Mike Gossie with a Check on Sports. This morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.